You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So Jennifer Lopez wants her original name back. But did anybody take to calling her Jennifer Lopez Affleck?
No.
That never works.
No. Nobody ever did that.
It kind of worked with Kim Kardashian West. She made it a thing. But nobody was calling Jennifer Lopez Jennifer Lopez Affleck.
And nobody ever stopped calling her J-Lo when she said, don't call me that anymore.
Exactly.
So I've been waiting to share this information today because I read this morning and my mind is blown by this. Apparently, Jennifer Lopez doesn't give engagement rings back, whatever. And so the story is that now the new engagement ring that Ben Affleck gave her that she has is $5.5 million, which brings her engagement ring collection to $17 million.
Bad.
She has $17 million worth of engagement rings that she has collected throughout her lifetime. And they break it down. Her first one was like $120,000. And then it was $200,000. And then it got to be the biggest one Mark Anthony gave her was $6.5 million. Ben Affleck gave her one that was $2.5 million, then one that was $5 million. And she's got both of those bad boys.
Yeah, it's kind of a good racket she's got going there.
It's $17 million in engagement rings.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
You know, Ben Affleck was such a cheapskate. Going down to $2 million from $6 million.
Well, no, the first one was $2.5 million. The second one was $5.4 million.
Okay.
So he has spent, Ben Affleck alone has spent almost $8 million on engagement rings for Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, she should have just gone back. Since she's still got that ring, they should have just used that one.
I know.
Said, hey, the one that I gave you last time, get that out.
It's still good? Is it broke? I mean, what do we need to do? But today, I'm really just thinking about I'm keeping Kevin Costner in my thoughts and prayers because Horizon, an American saga, Chapter 1 is hitting HBO Max today. So it was just out a couple months ago, and it was a box office flop.
Yeah.
The definition of a flop. But I feel bad for him because I like Kevin Costner.
Yeah, he's cool.
But nobody went to go see it in the theater. But this weekend, you can watch it on HBO Max.
But he said he's not alarmed. Out of it. He's not alarmed by that. He said it's going to work the back end. It's going to be on the Maxes, the HBOs. It's going to build through the years.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't like Westerns.
Yeah, but you were so into Yellowstone there for a couple seasons.
Yeah, but not regular Westerns, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, when they're out there, you know, cowboy days and stuff. You know, is that what this is about?
It's the forging of the West.
Like, I would never watch the one with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, gosh.
1863 or whatever. I don't like that.
Even if it were in your living room.
No, I like new stuff.
Absolutely. And you also like Cuban sandwiches.
Yeah.
Today's National Cuban Sandwich Day. So, happy National Cuban Sandwich Day. Oh. And those are just a few things that are now trending.
Yeah. Cuban sandwich, mayo instead of the mustard.
Yeah.
Everything else is exactly the way it comes. Okay. There is a, let's see. What is it? There's something better for you at the airport now. If you thought going through security and all of that was a pain, well, they've done something. There's a new trend to show you how to make that better. I'll tell you what it is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Yeah, go subscribe to all of our stuff. Ace TJ podcasts and Ace TJ newsletters and Ace TJ stickers and skateboards and whatever else. Do that wherever you get the podcasts. Spotify, Apple, Ace TJ family app. Download and subscribe. there's a new trend because, you know, when you're going through the airport, you know, you absolutely hate the TSA checks and all of that. And then people who do, who went and paid for the TSA pre-check, they call it. You're seeing that, excuse me, that there are just as many people almost in the pre-check because they said, all I got to do is not be a criminal and pay $80 and I don't have to take my shoes off and I can go through a different line.
Yep.
I'm doing that.
Yep.
So it's not as fast as it used to be. So everybody's complaining. But here is a trend among influencers. When you are there with your stuff in the tray that you have to put in the tray to go through the scanner, you arrange it in a neat, fashionly order and take a picture of it so you can upload it to your social media.
Dude.
So everything looks neat and organized and, you know, in that gray tub they give you. So if you're waiting behind somebody, and they could be moving the line faster, and they're taking pictures of their tray that has all of their, you know, their belt and their phone and all of that stuff in it.
You've been in that line for an hour and a half, and you're going to hold me up for about another 45 seconds to 60 seconds to take a picture. I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, they're staging the TSA trays at the airport. Now,
throw somebody else's phone,
you know what's going to happen is that somebody is going to be doing that, taking up a lot of time, and then there's going to be a fight in the line right in front of the security area. Because, again, that's just one of those selfish situations. And, hey, it doesn't matter whether people are, if I'm taking longer in the line, this is for my Instagram. I'm trying to be cool.
And I don't understand what you get out of showing off how well your tray is organized. Just get through the line.
Well, it's the same as if I would think if you're taking pictures of your menu or anything at a restaurant, you're flying, so you're going somewhere fun. There, where are you going? And then you show off what all you've got. Like in this one, they've shown in the article here as an example, there's a passport in the thing.
Ooh.
So then that begs the question, what country are you going to? This person must be really cool and rich. They're going to another country. They need a passport.
I don't know if that's true or not, because the last time that I used my passport, I was flying to the country of Houston, Texas, because my license had expired. Well, so that's how I got through security, was never show my passport.
Right, I know, but this opens up. If you'd have just taken a picture of your passport, people would have been going, there's Ace jet-setting off to another country.
They would have been so impressed
by me. They would be.
It's never happened to my life.
Wow. So if you're traveling this weekend and you see that going on, that's what it is. Either you argue with them about it, or maybe you could go around them if they're taking up too much time. Just go around them.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I've never seen the Harry Potter movies, any of them.
What?
I know that's a shock. My name is TJ, and I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. But the kids all over the internets are saying that this lady who's speaking to the British Parliament sounds like she's right out of Hogwarts. Over in Great Britain right now, if you don't keep up with politics or the world news or anything, they're having a lot of controversy over free speech rights. And they are arresting people in some areas of Britain if they write something that could be deemed offensive on social media and things like that. So they're having big debates as to what is free speech and what isn't. And this lady is on the pro free speech side. And they're saying that she's the most British person ever. Okay?
Nobody has the right to live their lives being protected
from offense or from insult or from hurt feelings. It is an occupational hazard of living in society. And if you really can't take it, become a hermit.
So can't take it, become a hermit.
Now, I just hear that. I can't see it. But I picture her head tilted back a little bit, like front of her neck fully extended.
Yeah.
And for somehow, she's always looking up when she's speaking. Yeah. From society. And that's great.
She's tiny. She's got gray hair.
It's very British.
Yeah.
Anyone who finds offensive. It's like a high in a
this is an everything has an up and a down.
She's barbling. Living in society.
And she snapped.
No one.
The end of each sentence gets snapped off at the end.
Yeah.
Hermit.
Now, Ace, is a big deal in the life of Christians like us. So we know the day that we were baptized, because I mean that's the day that you give yourself to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, so you remember everything about the day that you were baptized.
Mm-hmm.
I remember everything about the day I was. I was actually in the church. I got to be in the church with my wife when she was baptized. She wasn't baptized until she was an adult.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You brought her to the Lord?
Yep, I did. So this is a guy who is, he has brought himself to the Lord, and he's standing in the baptismal, and before the preacher dunks him down, he asks him how he's feeling and why he's there and all that stuff.
You're welcome. Hey. Can you share with us today why you would like to be baptized?
Because I used to be a piece of yeah.
And I love it. And the great clothes are coming off today.
And then, I don't know, Riggs, does he throw the hang loose Hawaii sign at the camera when he's like, here I am ready, or was it the horns? I can't remember.
I think it was just sort of the hang loose kind of thing.
Because I used to be a piece of
He's all tatted up because I used to be a piece of.
Used to.
You know what? The Lord's okay with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Lord is fine with that.
But the only thing the Lord cares about is what's on the other side of that water. You know what I'm saying?
I used to be a piece of.
That's awesome.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Well, I love it when stuffy old magazines, stuffy old publications come around to start doing something fun. Forbes has put out a list of a survey, results of a survey that they had with 1,000 people who use dating apps. And they wanted to know the people's biggest icks with online dating.
Just gives me the ick.
The icks.
Thank you, Forbes.
Mr. Forbes. So if you're an adult, icks. Those are basically things that online just turn you off immediately, and you wouldn't want to date that person on the dating app. Number one was negativity or bitterness. You can tell that in the profiles and stuff.
After a couple chats, you probably can.
Oh, yeah.
Being cynical doesn't translate on dating apps.
No.
At all.
I've tried it. It doesn't work. heavily filtered photos. I could see that.
Yeah.
Because if you look like somebody drew that picture of you at the fair, it doesn't look right. What you hiding? Being too materialistic. I see that all over the internet. People bragging about their stand up mixers and things of that nature on those cooking videos. Yeah. A general lack of effort. I don't know what that means. Just a general lack of effort. You mean like the lack of effort that you came up with when they said, what's your biggest ick? You couldn't even come up with something specific.
Yeah. What would that be? Yeah. They just don't provide enough information.
You're not responding quickly.
They give you the very basics.
Number five, poor grammar. That's a good one.
Okay.
That is a really good one.
I can see where people would lose interest in someone because of poor grammar.
Yeah. Maybe someone would lose interest in a person who has good grammar. Yeah, thinking he's all smart.
Right.
You ain't better than me.
Yeah. The top five things that can do the opposite, make someone immediately think you are worth their time. Number one, a good sense of humor.
Of course.
Number two, showing off your hobbies or interests, especially if they are yachting and world travel.
I'm in.
Having a good sense of style. Also showing an interest in travel. See?
Yep.
I didn't even know that was coming. And have a pet in at least one photo. Doesn't say it has to be your pet.
Just a pet.
A pet.
Someone's pet.
Yeah. As long as you got a dog or a cat in there.
Yeah. The sign is that you're friendly to animals, even if it's not your pet.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you got to do is caption it with something like, this is my favorite little buddy or my favorite dog.
Yeah.
Didn't say it was my dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Single guys used to borrow their friends' dogs to take them walking and stuff like that to get the attention of the ladies. Back before all these internets and everything.
That's right.
We'd go to the grocery store, we'd go to church, and we'd go walk somebody else's dog. That's how you met a good girl back then, before the internets took over.
Riggins and the Week in Review coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You better make this good, boy.
Hey, times are tough. Everybody's trying to find new ways to get money. Rates are dropping. Great time to refi. Great time to buy right now. There's money in your house with a home equity line of credit or lots of different things you can do. Richard Ducato and the Richard Ducato Companies can help you save thousands of dollars every month. Literally, we have members of the radio family who have saved $2,000 a month by working with Richard. Go to homewithrichard.com. That's homewithrichard.com to find out how you can make your life a lot easier very easily, if that makes any sense. So, it's that time of the week. We all come together for our favorite thing, the week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ Show. It is Riggins and the Week in Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Today is Find Your Inner Nerd Day, and say what you want to say, but it's safe to say Rob found it and then put it on full display. The pumpkin spice latte is back, and grab a muffin for a little bite. I don't really want to out him, but TJ said he could barely sleep last night. They're a lot better than French vanilla cappuccinos. That's really all I know. But Ace loves them like a 14-year-old girl on her way to an Olivia Rodrigo show.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tomorrow is National Waffle Day. What a way to wrap up the week. Save a little extra syrup for Ace, because you know he's a nasty freak. Whatever that means. Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce, so I hope Ben's doing well. He makes faces like I do when I'm in traffic after just housing some Taco Bell.
Ben seems like a bit of a tool long before he was ever with Jen, but when I saw him smoking a cigarette in the drive-thru, I knew I was done with Ben.
This is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Alicia Silverstone ate a poisonous berry in London. She could tell that it was red and a little sweet. I can't tell you how often I've been in a foreign country and ate something off the street. Asa apparently had a meltdown while recording commercials, or maybe it was a podcast, I'm not sure. But one thing that I definitely do know, it was not very mindful or very demure.
It was not very mindful or very demure.
We just announced our 2024 golf tournament. You can be a sponsor or choose to play. If you ever wanted to see Ace break a 9-iron over his knee, reserve your team today.
This is my song. It's called A Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I just am fascinated by this. Jennifer Lopez, $17 million engagement ring collection. She apparently has six engagement rings through the years. Ohani Noah, $130,000 engagement ring back in 1997. They divorced in 98. Chris Judd, a $200,000 engagement ring. They married in 01. They divorced in 02. Ben Affleck, first time around, $2.6 million. They never got married. Mark Anthony, they did get married. $6.5 million he paid for her engagement ring. They were married for 10 years. Alex Rodriguez, a $2 million engagement ring. They never got married. And then Ben Affleck, the second time when they married, $5.6 million. They were married for 2 years, bringing a grand total $17,030,000 worth of engagement rings that she has.
Well, how much would that is first one be now, though? If it was in 96, it was 100 and something thousand.
$130,000 one? Yeah, I don't know.
It'd probably be worth more now.
Sure.
Maybe.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I saw something the other day that I'm fascinated by. We've mentioned it before, but a woman posted on Twitter that she hate watches Giada. Is it the Food Channel?
Yeah. Food Network.
Food Network. She has a show on it? On there?
I guess. I think so. She was a long time
personality. Yeah. I don't know if she still does, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
Yeah. Giada De Laurentiis.
But yeah, she hate watches. And she says, I can't stand this woman, but I watch the show just so I can be aggravated and angry with her. I don't understand. I don't understand that. I'm just not going to sit and watch. I'm not going to waste an hour of my day or whatever, 30 minutes, watching a program just because I hate the person.
She probably hates the way she says shrimp. Shrimp.
That's how she says it?
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. I like her. She's pretty. She's cute.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her. I've just seen pictures of her. She seems very pretty. That's all I know.
She's very expressive in her face.
Okay.
Shrimp. Big eyes. She's pretty.
I imagine this lady's just like sitting on her couch going, I wouldn't have done it that way.
Yeah,
maybe.
She must hate everything about her. I don't know. Does anybody in here hate watch anything? I don't. I'm not going to sit and watch something just to be angry. You know, the news is tough sometimes.
Yeah,
yeah. But I got to remember the source.
I follow a couple of Instagram accounts of people that I don't like, but it's just kind of like just to see what the enemy is saying, you know?
Okay.
Spying on the enemy.
So at the Ace TJ show, the most interesting thing is, okay, what do you hate watch, but why? Like, why do you keep up with, why do you watch something that you hate? And you know you hate it when you start. It's not like you got into it and went, I actually hate this program.
Yeah.
No, it's like, I know I'm going to hate this person in this program, and I'm not going to stop watching. What do you hate watch? Next.
This is the Ace and TJ show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through
something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hate watching is a phenomenon that I just do not understand. But we have some very interesting answers. Victoria said Kelly Ripa. She watches that show every day. She's the most annoying person on the planet, in my opinion.
I can see that.
But you are watching the show daily to see the, knowing, God, she's going to be so annoying.
Yeah. Maybe she likes the information that Kelly brings and the guests.
Yeah. I guess on a show like that, it could be, at least they're going to have somebody interesting to talk to.
Or her husband.
Or Mark Consuelos.
Not bad.
Right.
Haley said Grey's Anatomy. It used to be such a good show, but the last 4 years have really gone downhill, and they keep going. I watch episodes now just to see how bad it is and to yell at Shonda Rhimes for ruining it.
Yeah, that's still on TV.
So for the past 4 years, she's been watching just to see how bad it is.
Yeah.
Like, this can't get any worse.
It's just you love something so much, you have a hard time walking away from it, even though you know it's not good.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's one I did not consider. Adam said, South Carolina Gamecock football. As a Clemson grad, I love watching them lose. I do not enjoy it when they win.
That's great.
So he specifically will watch South Carolina because he hates them, rooting against them, hoping that they lose. Okay, I can see that one. Dawn said, The View, it's just a bunch of women getting together to complain publicly, but she watches it every day. Beth said, The Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise. It's a hot mess, and all I do is yell at the TV. They never pick the right person. Again, you're hate watching these shows. One lady said, I agree with that woman. Giada's annoying. And then she added that she turns on The View if she wants to be angry about something. So The View has popped up a couple of times.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Patricia said, Guy's grocery store games.
Yeah,
she hates Guy Fieri, but she
likes him.
Watches his stupid show.
It's a horrible show.
And Maritza says, I hate TLC reality shows like 90 Day Fiance. Never hear the show after that one like it. After the 90 Days, The Other Way, but you can catch me watching them.
The Learning Channel.
But if you hate the show, why do you keep? You don't really hate it then. If you keep watching all that you're watching an entire franchise of shows.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
And you hate them.
Yeah. So you're saying you don't believe them, Ace? That they don't really hate them.
I don't believe that they really hate them.
Yeah.
They may hate themselves for liking them. You know what I mean? Like, I got to say that I hate them because I'm embarrassed people know that I like this show.
Maybe they like the feeling of hating it. You know what I mean? Because then that gives them something to do. It's like just people who want to argue with somebody all the time.
Maybe they just have to say it too, like to make people feel like, hey, look, I'm a professional wrestling fan and I'm a full-blown adult and I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's the way you got to be. You got to be able to stand up and say, hey, I'm okay with it. This is who I am.
Should you though?
I like wrestling.
Yeah.
Y'all. Always have, always will. Don't care what you think.
It's in my blood.
That's right, Rob. It is. It's in my blood. It's in my blood.
There you go.
My daddy and his daddy before him.
That is actually true. Okay. Wait a minute. You're going to go back to 1979 in a minute, and you are going to laugh next.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Alien Romulus topped the box office last week. It did really well, over $55 million, whatever it was.
Take that, Barbie.
Heads up. This is not a movie for kids. Now, when the original Alien came out in 1979, a lot of people didn't realize, hey, this is not a movie for kids. So somebody posted yesterday, I saw this on Twitter, they posted a local news interview, I believe they're in Kentucky, from 45 years ago, 1979, when the original Alien came out, interviewing parents who took their kids to see the original Alien. The second guy coming up is the Jim, the second adult. He's the one that you're really listening for.
Did you know that this was an R-rated movie when you brought him?
Yes, we did.
Are you sorry you brought him?
Yes, I am.
Are you glad you saw it?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Are you sorry, sir, that you brought your son along to see Alien?
No, ma'am. I think he should have seen it. It's something that he needs to know, that things could like that could happen in life. That could be a true story based on, you know, science or science. We never know what's going on the outside of the world.
Did the movie scare you at all?
Yes, ma'am, it did.
Would you recommend to your little friends who are your age to go see it?
No, I wouldn't.
I'm pretty terrified right now, man.
Holy crap.
That could really happen. I mean, he needs to be
science.
I love that guy. You don't know what's going on in the outside world.
Yeah. This might go over your head a little bit, but it could happen.
Yeah, I think they were in Kentucky. I couldn't remember from yesterday.
That is good.
I love that guy, though.
Yeah, it could be science.
You never know what's going on in the outside world.
That's a good point.
But look, kid, at the end, though, would you recommend I look at him? Man, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he stopped just short of going, I'm scared to death to go home and sleep right now. I'm terrified.
But you notice the little kid said, yes, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah. And if you think the combination of being drunk in an O'Charlie's can't be funny, oh, it can. This guy, we think it's an O'Charlie's. We're guessing based on the lobby. But it's in like an O'Charlie's, a Chili's, an Applebee's, something like that. And he's hammered. And he had to be taken down by the manager of the restaurant in the lobby of the restaurant, you know, right around where all the people are. But listen to the one important fact that he wants to make sure you understand.
Restrain him and subdue him on the ground.
Talking to
a full Nelson. Then once you guys arrive, I let him go.
I was never in a full Nelson, though.
All right. Okay. Restrain both his arms.
Well, I was never in a full
for a sake of conversation, he said that. It's neither here nor there. We're trying to get to the bottom of what's going on tonight.
Okay. But
so what's going on tonight?
A full Nelson never happened. Okay. So it didn't obviously happen. You're believing.
No.
Didn't happen.
Well, you weren't talking to me before, so I need to figure something out.
And this is a liar. He never had me in a full thing. Nelson.
Do you go by Christian?
It doesn't matter
I'm call
at this
you Christian,
point.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
Matter so here's at the
thing.
This point.
Here's the thing.
You this never had me at a full Nelson.
We're talking. You're an adult. I'm an adult.
And this is a liar.
I'm not worried about him. I'm trying to talk to you.
He's a liar.
Liar. He did subdue me, but it was not a full Nelson.
He just is adamant.
Put that in your report.
And I just feel like if the cop said, okay, you were not in a full Nelson, that the guy would have calmed down just a little bit. Just admit, wasn't a full
okay,
Nelson.
Wasn't he a full never. Nelson, then tell me what happened. You're going to believe he's already established himself to be a liar.
Exactly.
He's restrained, standing by the door. His hands are cuffed, and he's yelling, a liar, full Nelson.
Full Nelson.
The Ace and TJ Show. Available 24/7 on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The Crow is out in theaters this weekend. You can go check it out. Bill Skarsgård reprises the original. Were you guys fans of The Crow? The original The Crow?
I saw it. It was good. It was like one of those, oh, that's a good movie.
It's, they call it a cult classic, yeah. But I never saw it, but I know it was.
Is that Brandon Lee?
It was, yeah. Brandon Lee, the guy who played the main character, died while filming the movie, uh-huh. And it became sort of this legend that was bigger than the movie itself. So yeah. They've redone it, and it actually looks really good. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
It's reimagined, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can go check that out. It is rated R.
I was a bigger fan of Crow Sting.
Sting, yeah, in the Crow era when he was in WCW.
When he was the Crow.
Top tier.
Coming from the rooftops.
It was, you know nothing about wrestling. Trust me. You were not there. Yeah.
Holy Crow.
Holy Crow is exactly right. So you can go see that. If you want to stay at home, you can watch Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Part 1 on HBO Max this weekend. The box office flop heads to HBO Max. That sounds terrible when you say it. There's no nice way. But it was. It was a box office flop.
And you seem to enjoy saying it.
I do. I know.
Much. It's just like sugar dripping from your mouth as you say a flop.
A flop.
Kevin Costner's flop.
It's tough to say a box office flop in a nice way, but that's what they kept calling it. Yeah. It was.
Well, there's no getting around it. It lost, like, what, $100 million?
Yeah, at least. So you can go see that. Today is Find Your Inner Nerd Day. So embrace it. Bring it out in the open. Rob has fully embraced his inner nerd and made it our problem now, the way I can see it. What's the nerdiest thing about you guys? Do you have anything that's like, wow, this is really nerdy?
No, I don't.
Collecting antique radios, kind of nerdy?
No.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
I do.
Well, you know, then I have a nerdy thing about, but I even have a book that has every Kiss concert ever up through like 2012 or 14. And it lists the venue and set list and how many people were in attendance and all that kind of stuff.
That's pretty nerdy. Is that nerdy?
Yeah, that's very
nerdy. Okay.
I've said that's nerdy. I admitted that. I'm kind of a Kiss nerd.
And what's the nerdiest thing about Rob, do you think?
Dungeons and Dragons.
I think it's his fascination with the Dungeons and Dragons. We're never going to move past.
More so than the Star Wars card game that he plays now.
I think when people are making jokes about nerds, the stereotypical go-to joke is about Dungeons and Dragons.
That's fair.
In somebody's basement.
Yeah. Painting figurines, all that. retelling a story, but how it's going to affect your life coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So it is National Find Your Inner Nerd Day, and my brother, my middle brother, was the youngest Eagle Scout in our county when he was awarded the Eagle Scout, whatever they call that, when he became an Eagle Scout. Yeah,
very impressive.
It was super impressive, and everybody was really proud of him, but my oldest brother was not as proud as the rest of my family. He took it as an opportunity to make fun of him relentlessly, from the hand signs to the outfit. He was brutal, just like any other older brother would do. Well, yesterday, my middle brother announced that he was now the new scoutmaster for his son's scouting group.
Very good.
And his outfit arrived yesterday. And for whatever reason, he decided to put on the outfit and send it around in the family group text. And I'm not going to show the camera. He doesn't want to be out there like that, but he's all outfitted and stuff like that. And my older brother picked up right where he left off 30 years ago and was just ruthless with him. And it was a sign that nothing has really changed at all.
Was it just one after another comment?
Yeah, using references to old scouts that we grew up with and, you know, just really making fun of them. Awful. But one time when I visited my brother when he was in college, my middle brother, the cops came because there was drinking at the apartment complex. And everybody got thrown out of the party and they took down our names and mailed the school where he went to, mailed letters to our house. And I said, I told my brother, I said, get that letter before it gets to the house, because he was at home for the summer. I was working. He had one job and he didn't do it. My parents got the letter and I was exposed as being kicked off campus of this major college or university. I tried to keep it a secret, but I wasn't successful. What is the story you never told your parents that they would have definitely been mad about? And you still might keep it a secret to this day. That's up to you.
I have one.
Okay, great.
And I think my mom knew that I was lying. I'm pretty sure she knew I was lying.
Yeah.
But we never discussed it. When I was in college, I started racing cars, drag racing on the weekends with my dad. My mom told me one time, looked me dead in the eye, and she goes, are you racing that car? And I said, what? And she goes, if you're drag racing, I will not pay your car insurance anymore. And I said, I am not.
Just ball face.
Right to the face. And I told my dad, he goes, she knows you're lying. So what was I supposed to do? I had to lie.
You got to tell the truth.
He's like, well, she's mad at me now. I'm like, yeah, probably so, but at least she's not mad at me. Never so, came up again. But she never asked me again, but she knew. I know she, of course but, we she never knew. Just, but she would have been very angry.
Mom's always now. Yep. So what's yours? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get yours next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
What's the story you never told your parents? The story that would have definitely gotten them upset. Maybe you never told them. Maybe you're still keeping this story to yourself, or maybe you've shared it now. But what was that story that you never shared with your parents? There's so many of these. Monica said, the story I kept for my parents when I was 12, I accidentally set the kitchen on fire. To this day, my parents believe it was an electrical fire. I did $6,000 worth of damage.
You got away with it.
Yeah, we get those. Over the years, we've gotten those a lot. The secret that your parents never know.
Yeah.
They burn down something. Barns.
We should just replay that.
Houses. All kinds of stuff.
I love Mindy here.
Just get that
shot. 3 days after I got my license, Mindy says, 3 days after I got my license, I slammed the car into a bank.
Oh.
She hit a bank, but she had a friend to pop the dent out. About 6 months later, the tires were all messed up, and Dad thought I'd drag the car somewhere to cause it.
That's great.
But Dad couldn't prove it. Like, well, prove it, Dad. I didn't do it.
Yeah, I still wouldn't be comfortable sharing that stuff that you kept from your parents as an adult. I feel no more comfortable now than I would have when I was 12 or 13, whenever I screwed up.
My brother loves going back and telling my mom things did as kids. And most of the time we did it because he dragged me along because I was the younger brother.
Yeah.
You know, like skipping school and things like that.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite end of that. I've had to tell, you know, some of Peyton's friends, and I guess after she died, now they just feel the need to share stuff. And I'm like, hey, look, y'all, I don't want to know everything. I don't need to know that. I do not need that information in my life. It does me no good to know that. Look, have we ever told you this? Nope. You haven't. I don't want to hear it.
It's not going to improve my life at all.
I know enough. I don't want to hear any more stories that could make me upset.
And all my stories that I kept from my parents are cigarette involved. And I know, like, it's not like it's 2024. They're going to start being like, oh, you know what? That was funny. No, cigarettes. Bad. Awful. Got some updates to share. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
I want to share a crazy story that's trending today in just a second. But first, Ace announced it earlier this week. The golf tournament is back. The 2024 Ace and TJ Charity Golf Tournament. You can find more information at acetj.com/golf, whether you want to play or be a sponsor. Yeah. So that happens, I think it's November 11th.
It also goes to benefit our charity, Peyton's Promise.
Yeah.
It's a great tournament. Tons of people played last year. We had a great time. And Peyton's Promise is very important because we're about to start breaking and entering Christmas and all that kind of stuff.
Christmas. There's a story that's going viral. A principal has been suspended. He's on leave, they call it. But did you see this from California? It's a place called Atwater, California. I think it's the principal of Boohack Colony School. It's like a high school.
The lap dance?
Yes. Yeah.
What?
There's this lap dance video going viral at like the Welcome Back to School event. It had a Las Vegas theme. And the principal starts like grinding, you know, I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say that. he's doing a very provocative dance with the mascot and like rubbing his hands down the mascot's chest.
What?
And
in front of students.
Yeah. It's a pep rally.
It's basically a pep rally in front of all the students, and they're going crazy, and parents are now stepping in for him saying, well, he's beloved by the community and the school. Please don't do this to him. And everybody else that's seen the video on the internet is like, yeah, I believe you, but that was a horrible error in judgment.
Wow.
The video is crazy. It's being shared all over Facebook and stuff like that. But, you know, does one mistake like that remove him from being, you know, discredit him in any way? Can he come back and be a principal? Or is it so egregious that he's got to go?
I think he could come back from, if that's the only incident.
Yeah.
It's an error in judgment. Yeah. But with punishment and probation and whatever else, you know, like.
Some stipulations.
Yeah. But I think from that, he could come back from that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But he's in California.
It's California.
He's probably not a good person anyway.
Wait a minute.
By normal people standards.
He didn't steal money. He didn't touch any real people.
Yeah.
Except for the mask. Well, yeah.
Mascot's not real.
Yeah.
The mascot's not a real person.
Not even a real
person. Mascots ain't got no feelings.
He was just touching a costume, not a person. But
you know what happened with those kids? They got pepped up.
Yeah. Weird. Weird to throw that in there, but I get it.
Okay.
It was his defense.
Yeah.
It was a pep rally, man.
And he got fired up.
Yeah. He made them rally.
True enough, Rob.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.